Welcome to Rhema for Today.
So find scripture that covers whatever you're endeavoring to believe for or praying for. Get the word of God for it. Base your faith on God's word. Consider not the contradictory circumstances and give glory to God. Begin to praise God and worship and honor Him. He gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform. Now I want you to notice that it said He was not weak in faith. And it tells you what weak faith is. It's staggering at the promise of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Fundamentals, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But I don't do that. What do? I act in faith. I say I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved. I'm moved by what I believe. I believe what the Bible said, the greater one's in me. Hallelujah. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. And so I act in faith. And I start out and the anointing comes then. And it's not very long till you're feeling good and juicy. Glory to God. Amen. I said amen. This whole thing's a faith proposition, friends. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 said, we walk by faith and not by sight. I do not think it would be an injustice to that scripture to interpret it like this. We walk by faith and not by our physical senses, what we see, feel, or any of our physical senses. Amen. Well, now then, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, and he's about 100 years old, and yet the dead is in Sarah's womb. So, he first, you see, number one, have God's word for it. Don't go off, you know, trying to practice this without having God's word for it. Then he considered. If he didn't have God's word for it, he could not consider all he wants to the contradictory circumstances, and it won't work, you see, because he don't have God's word for it. Put first things first, the word first. And then second, once you have God's word for it, do not consider the circumstances that contradict it. See, I'm not moved by what I feel. My feelings contradict what God's word said. I'm not moved by what I see. What I see contradicts what God's word said. I'm moved only by what I believe. Now, if I'm by myself, I say that out loud. If I'm around folks, I say that to myself. I say that sometimes just sitting right here while the service is going on. Because you got all kinds of feeling, don't seem like you've got a speck of anointing. Man, you hate to almost get up there. Any of you preachers here? Preachers, pastors, are you here? You ever been that way? If you haven't, you ain't been fur yet. You'll get there, just keep on. Amen. Amen. So, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I move only by what I believe. So have God's word for it. Faith is based on God's word, you see. It's based on God's word. It's built and based on the word of God. And then don't consider the contradictory circumstances. And then notice what it said. He staggered not. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. See, that's the reason a lot of folks are staggered and they're in unbelief. See, we walk. Didn't say we stagger by faith. Amen. I said amen. Amen. It said we walk by faith, not by sight, not we stagger. If you're staggering, you're in unbelief to some extent. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Well, I don't know where I'm going. Oh, dear Lord. Hear Christians talk that way. Don't know where they're going. Don't know who they are. Listen to some of the TV, you know, shows. Christian, you know, that's on. And there was a person, a minister, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, had spoken in tongues. And they said they had to get out, you know, and find out who they were. Didn't know who they were. I got so disgusted with it, I turned over and started watching a Western. Got more blessed from that Western. I knew that wasn't so well. It may have been built on some facts. I tell you, you'd be better off sometimes just to watch a Western than you would be some of the so-called Christian shows. If you're not careful, they'll fill you full of unbelief and doubt. Didn't know who they were. Why, bless God, any born-again child of God ought to know who they are. I'm a child of God, praise God. I'm born again. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
I'm a new creature. Are you?
Yes.
I've been born again. I told you I could meddle here quite a bit. I better hush before I get started, though. I can just tell it's coming on. I don't know whether it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost, or whether I'm about to anoint myself. But there's some things that need to be said. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Don't know whether helps you or not, but it preached me happy. Glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's see now. Where were we? Where were we in our discussion here? Let's see. Sometimes some of those side journeys help us as much as anything. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Like I said, the word said we walk by faith. It doesn't say we stagger by faith. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. If we're staggering, it's because we're in unbelief. Now you can stagger. Amen. But notice, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So find scripture that covers whatever you're endeavoring to believe for, praying for. Get the word of God for it. Base your faith on God's word. Consider not the contradictory circumstances and give glory to God. Begin to praise God and worship and honor Him. He gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that what He had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, I want you to notice that it said he was not weak in faith. And it tells you what weak faith is. It's staggering at the promise of God. But that he was strong in faith. And it tells you what strong faith is. Now, you see, most Christians, here's what whips them. They say, well, I know I don't have much faith. That's where my problem is. That's it. See, instead of letting the Bible answer you and finding Bible answers to spiritual questions, they try to figure it out in their noodle. You know what your noodle is? That's this bump here. Sets on your shoulders here. And so that must be it. That must be it. No. Most all Christians are strong in faith. They just don't know they are. And they don't act like it, and that's what whips them. Now notice what he said. Weak faith was staggering faith, wasn't it? Weak faith staggered. What did he say? Strong faith? There are two ingredients of strong faith. Number one, giving glory to God. Giving glory to who? God. See, not me, you're not man, giving glory to God. What does that mean, giving glory to God? Saying, praise God for His promise. Glory to God for His word. Hallelujah, I believe the word of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God for His word. Glory to God for His promise. Giving glory to God. And then number two, being fully persuaded of what? That I'm able to do it? No, that He is able. Being fully persuaded that He is able to do or perform what He promised. Now, how many of you folks are fully persuaded that whatever God said, He can do it? Let's see your hand. Huh? Sure you are. Well, then you're halfway strong in faith. Amen. Well, now then, how many of you can give glory to God? That is, you can say, glory to God for His promise. Well, then you're strong in faith. Say this out loud because you believe it, not because I tell you. If you just say it because I tell you, it won't amount to a hill of beans. But if you read it, believe it in your heart, it'll work. your heart really agrees with the words you speak. Say it out loud. I am fully persuaded, that what God has promised,
He is able to perform.
He's able to do it.
I'm fully persuaded
that what God has promised,
He is able to perform.
I can give glory to God.
I will give glory to God.
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 Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Well, then you're strong in faith.
I said, you're strong in faith.
Amen.
Now say it again. I am fully persuaded,
that what God has promised,
He's able to perform.
I can,
and I will,
give glory to God.
I am strong in faith.
For it is written
that Abraham was strong in faith,
giving glory to God,
and being fully persuaded
that what He has promised,
He's able to perform.
Hallelujah!
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, Overflow, Living Above Life's Limits. Next is Lynette Hagin's single CD entitled Defeating Satan's Strategies Through Prayer. Also, Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, A Better Covenant. These items are for the special price of only $18. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame.
Yes.
That comes up in September
24th through the 26th.
Yeah,
it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that
yes,
we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. Registration just opened at the beginning of this month, and it's early bird registration right
now.
So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And hey, go ahead and save $20 and register. You can go to rhema.org/KT.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Faith Fundamentals. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase other faith-building teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.